Good afternoon. I think that introduction was very much to epidemiologist kind of introduction. I'm actually giving a talk on behalf of Dr. Mohammed Imran Khan, who's actually in Karachi at the moment introducing this typhoid vaccine. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit of story, how we got to where we are, and then on how important this communication strategy and formative research was to get to where we are right now. So I have no conflict of interest. I'm coming from the end product. The end product is actually this right here. It's actually seen here. I have many copies, and I'd love you to take it and take a look at it. For us implementers, we often think that, oh, we know what people want, but I don't think it's true. I think we often do not know what people want, and what we really have to do is to understand what people need in terms of information and knowledge, and to translate that into a final product and to inform people in the most effective way. So the outline of my talk is going to follow what we have been doing as part of this social science approach. So we initially wanted to gather a data, what people think, what do people want to know, and then we then put it into data coding and proper data analysis, and putting that into a package, and then that actually led towards a communication and building up the message for social mobilization. So my talk will actually follow these phases. So why? What are we doing? So a little bit about the epidemiology, why we're doing this in Karachi. So typhoid is a disease that is rampant in developing countries, and then Karachi is basically one of them. They have a lot of problem on typhoid. So people know about typhoid, and there has been many recent data on typhoid fever, epidemiological data from on typhoid fever from Karachi. But then that has to get into preventive practice. So there was an initiative set up called VI-based Vaccine for Asia Initiative. So this program, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, tried to introduce a vaccine in a pilot scale in Karachi, Pakistan. So this is some data on epidemiology. So the furthest left from a standardized study has shown that Pakistan to have a huge burden of typhoid fever. So epidemiological data was enough to convince people that we need to do something. But how do we do that? So we were thinking about what to do and how we can approach this to the stakeholders here. So this program that we had designed, it's targeting just two townships of Karachi, Pakistan. Karachi has a population of about 17 million people. Some people say it's about 22 million people if you consider the people coming in every day. Obviously, as a pilot program, we cannot go to the whole city, so we just aim to work in these two townships, aiming approximately 240,000 students. So in this map of Karachi, we are targeting the townships that is in 7 and 8. So it's quite a big area. So to capture these population, to make them think about participating in such program, we figure that developing appropriate and effective communication strategies will be essential to increase the uptake of the vaccine. Because again, if people do not take the vaccine, then it's a problem as a public health program. So the formative research, we assess key stakeholders' participation. I'm gonna tell who these stakeholders are. To identify their attitudes and perception about the disease as well as vaccination program. We assume that the knowledge of risk of the disease, severity of the disease, and benefit that they can get from the vaccine would motivate the participation as reiterated in the health belief model. And we analyze data to produce relevant evidence-based message that would address local concerns and need for information. How did we do this? We did this by focus group discussion and in-depth interviews. So for both these, our key stakeholders are similar. So we interviewed parents, teachers or headmasters of the schools, physicians, and community leaders. In case of Pakistan, religious leaders are quite important people. So we were actually having them in these discussions. For some of some people did not want to participate in focus group discussion, but were happy to talk one to one. So for that, we actually had in-depth interviews. So the difference between the focus group discussion and in-depth interviews, one is we conducted as a group. And for in-depth interview, some of the senior members of these stakeholders, we actually did it one-on-one basis. We had an annotated topic guide, so we carried these focus group discussion and in-depth interview to make sure that we collect all the necessary information. So for those topics, we had the general health-related information topics, source of health information, we asked the source of information, healthcare facility, healthcare program availability at schools, common communication and information sources, as well as something specific to typhoid fever. So we wanted to know about people's previous experience with typhoid vaccine, whether they know about the vaccine, whether they know about the disease or the severity, or even like economical consequence once you get sick from that. For data coding and analysis, we used qualitative analysis software MVivo, and from focus group discussion and in-depth interviews, we audio recorded and was translated from local language Urdu to English, and then with the skilled social scientists, we actually have them coded into parent and nodal transcripts. We coded the topical segments and summarized in brief narratives because we didn't want to just have bullet points of words, but rather we wanted to have a narration of some of these comments that we received from the people participated in the discussion. So at the end, for these stakeholders' perspectives, we had 14 focus group discussions and 13 in-depth interviews. And we found general agreement across all different socioeconomic groups on the need of information. So we initially thought that maybe the people who are, let's say, middle to rich, having income, would have a different opinion from the people who are in the, rather on the lower socioeconomic status. But actually, through these discussions, we found that there are general agreement that they need the information on risk and consequences. Consequences in both in terms of direct and indirect. So how much does it cost when you get sick, but also how many days do children get sick and be absent from school? Characteristics of the vaccine for the program, they wanted to know about the vaccine's safety, vaccine's efficacy, cost of the vaccine, and so on. And of course, they wanted to know about the vaccination program. Who's going to deliver the vaccine? Where is it going to be delivered? And how long the program is going to run? So based on all these finding out that there is no difference between the different socioeconomic group, we decided that we did not have to tailor-made the information by different socioeconomic groups. I'm not going to go into detail, but these are some of the quotes. For example, the third bullet, focus group discussion, the parents said, we need to know what are its side effects, its costs, and if it is necessary. I think these are the information that we think is very basic, but yes, indeed, that these are the information that they wanted written and to be shown to them. The second from the last, for example, the focus group discussion and the teacher said the advertisement should be put up. Disease information as well as the program information has to be delivered. So those advertisements can be on the TV channels as well as on print media such as pamphlets and banners. So for the communication strategies, after discussing with all these stakeholders, we said that we need to think both in terms of print and electronic medias. So we need to set up banners, for example, but where and when? So we asked those questions as well. So for banners, those are to be placed near schools just before the vaccination to remind parents, because in the setting of Karachi, parents take the children to school, so drop off and pick up, they will be seeing this information. And again, it's not the children, it's really the parents who's going to say yes or no to the children receiving the vaccines. Posters should be put up, but posters not just in front of school or around the school, but also to places where people go to seek healthcare. So they were saying that it's good to have it, for example, in physicians' clinics or family physicians' clinics. And also brochures and leaflets needs to be delivered through the schools, through the children, and to the parents to inform about the vaccine and vaccination. So these are the real information that we actually had delivered through that channel. In terms of media or electronic media, the focus group discussion and in-depth interview, we said that we should provide information through radio and TV, because this will give some more credibility rather than doing it in a very local specific areas. So they said that, you know, instead of going into specific vaccination program, which is only limited for two townships, for TV and radio, there should be an information that is more like a public service announcement. It's more general information about how to what is typhoid and how you should prevent typhoid. And then also these events, sequential events, need to be followed up through timely press releases. So in these two pictures on the bottom, on the right one was there was one typhoid fever awareness seminar that was conducted to headmasters of the school to tell them what typhoid fever is about and then what school can do to prevent children from getting typhoid. That was picked up by the media, and of course it was printed in the newspapers. On the left side, if you go on YouTube, you can actually find this one. So there's actually a public service announcement that is shown in local TV channels. The same script is actually used as a radio jingle and shown played on the local radio stations. So not just identifying what the information needs, but also we ask them, when do you need them? When should these information come to you to be most effective? So in this variety of activities and variety of channels, we actually ask the people when these should go in. So assuming the vaccination will take place in 2 months after we initiate the social mobilization activity, these are the comments we received from the people that this is the timing, you should do it so that people will become gradually aware of it, and then at the end, they will come to participate in the program. So the findings from this formative research were, first, this is a very important point, and as I said at the beginning, what we know is often different from what people know and what people want. So there was definitely a gap in information, not only between stakeholders, but by stakeholders in general. So people know about typhoid in Pakistan. Maybe us here, we don't know so much about typhoid, but people in Karachi, they know very well. Many people have suffered from typhoid. But when it comes to its prevention, not many people know about it. Of course, physicians know about it, but not many teachers, not many parents, they know about how to prevent from typhoid fever. And then we also identified key stakeholders, or who can be our partners in communicating to the key stakeholders. So in this case, parents are the one to tell whether a child should or should not participate to the vaccination at schools. So we found out that physicians play a very important role. Parents hear these information, parents see these pamphlets, they go to their family physician, they ask, what is this? What is typhoid vaccine? What is typhoid? So we have to have physicians on board. They have to have a good understanding of what we're doing. So that, of course, prompted us to communicate more with physicians. Religious leaders in this setting is very important. Some people would have positive as well as negative impact from what religious leaders say. So having these correct information by the religious leaders will actually help disseminate the right information. Teachers, of course, will have a very important influence in the parents' understanding and parents' acceptance to the program, because we're going to do the vaccination at school. In terms of information itself, we needed to give the parents not just a broad idea of typhoid, but we have to give some specific information. These were the requests from the parents. That epidemiology of typhoid in Karachi, this was very important. They don't really care so much about the global picture, but what's important is locally, what is the problem? How vulnerable their children are, and potential serious consequences if not treated. So what can typhoid fever do to children that needs to be transmitted to the parents? And many parents also felt that if they're fully informed about the vaccines, its efficacy, its safety, its duration of protection, they would be much more accepting towards the program. They do not want the uniform ward saying, oh, vaccine works. They want to know a bit more about the details of the vaccine. So these information, we actually package them in these brochures, as well as in posters and also in the leaflets, so that people would have the proper information to make an informed decision in participating in the program. So in conclusion, our study, this formative research, highlighted the importance of the collection and translation of qualitative data into an actual community-based communication and social mobilization strategies. And formative research was necessary in designing communication approach. Again, I thought we knew everything, but we didn't know. So we really had to listen to people to come up with the most effective strategy and the timing of such strategy to be put into place. And identification and dissemination of relevant and community-based disease and vaccination information, we believe, will increase demand and utilization of the vaccine as an important public health approach to control typhoid fever in Karachi. Thank you very much for your attention. I'd like to acknowledge the people who actually worked on this. We worked together with Aga Khan University in Karachi, and I come from International Vaccine Institute. These pictures just come from a week ago, so the vaccination has actually started in Karachi, and then it's these people participating in this program was really based on the fact that the parents accepted the information that we provided through this information that we identified and given through this information leaflets and so. Thank you very much.
And whether that was a decision that was made by your design team, or whether that was based also on input from potential users and stakeholders.
Good question. To answer very quickly, we did have pre-testing. So after getting the information, getting all the text, we came up with the so-called beta version of this, several different ones in different colors as well. And we did pre-test. We did it in a hospital setting as in other settings, and we actually asked the people, what do you think about this, and so on. So just to give you as an example, this part is actually circle, and then talking typhoid fever is dangerous. Initially, it had a shape of a shield. And then the people said, that looks like the soap company's advertisement. And later on, we found that some of the soap companies have a similar. So we changed it and so on. So many of these things had gone through not only just the contextual, but also the presentation of it. And then as Pakistan's approach right now is a public-private partnership. So actually, we are also working directly with a private social marketing company to help produce and design all these materials.
Mm-hmm. There's the juxtaposition of the happy, smiling children against typhoid is dangerous. Mm-hmm. I mean, we tried that with a campaign in a totally different population, and the feedback was no, do not use happy, positive images or something.
There was a big discussion about it, and one way to increase uptake is scaring people. And of course, if we put some drastic pictures regarding, the consequence of typhoid fever and so on. Maybe, yes, people might have thought that, oh, this is serious, we have to do it. But I think as a public initiative, public health initiative, what people wanted was more of a let's join hands to do something, rather than just to think of the consequence of the disease. And that's why out of several, potential designs and pictures, this was actually chosen. Yes, we did. For majority of middle to high income families in Pakistan, they are very literate in English, and they do read and talk in English. But of course, the lower socioeconomic status people, they only speak Urdu or some other local languages. When we actually did this, for example, so what we had found out first is that people may not speak fluent Urdu, but they would read Urdu. In all socioeconomic classes. And then what we also try to be very careful about is the term typhoid fever, because what do they say in local language? So we actually had these focus group discussion asking them, do you know typhoid fever? What do you call it? So by different language that they speak, Sindhi, Punjabi, or some Bengalis, as well as Urdu speaking, they generally actually had this one specific term for typhoid, which was actually made us very easy. So the content that's actually written in Urdu, which I cannot read, does actually follow focus group discussion findings as well. So we did take into account of that. And then just because people do understand can read, most of the parents, at least, they can read in Karachi, again, Urdu. So we actually followed only writing in Urdu on one side and writing in English on one side. But this is probably not true in a rural area where parents may not be literate.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious to know whether the focus group discussions or the interviews identified any barriers for this program to be launched in respect to the religious leaders, and if the brochure addressed them.
Religious leaders per se that time, I think as public health specialists here, we all know, for example, the what happened in Nigeria for polio and so on, some of the religious leaders just believing that vaccination relates to infertility and so on. So obviously, for as an initial step, we wanted to make sure that people understand what vaccines we're talking about. Unfortunately, some people would not listen, they would attend. They would not listen, and there's not much we can do to change their mind. What we found out, and which is kind of interesting, is within this group of religious leaders, there are some people saying, don't bother these people. You know, they will say anything. We understand the importance. We will tell the importance. Regarding typhoid fever and religious leader, what became very interesting is in this predominantly Muslim country of Pakistan, what they teach in their religious teaching is to clean themselves well, especially before prayers. So they actually, you know, practice of washing their hands up to their elbows, and then they also wash their feet before going to the prayers. So that is some cultural perspective, which also typhoid fits in perfectly. So religious leader was actually saying to us, when we talk to the parents, when we talk to schools about the importance of washing hands to prevent typhoid, you know, we should also tell them, as also stipulated in Islam, that is very important practice as a general practice. So in a way, there is a positive element as well.
If you have more questions, we can take them.
Thank you.